Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, ever since I started my foreskin restoration about 10 years ago, I've become obsessed with the subject of neonatal circumcision. How can I dedicate some of my time to help the cause of activism for baby boys? I'm particularly interested in how to tackle the subject of legality of neonatal circumcision. As far as I understand, the only country that attempted to ban neonatal circumcision was Iceland. And it didn't work. How do you stop a society that allows for genital mutilation of baby boys? Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm sorry to hear about what happened to you. All those precious nerve endings at the end of your schwing will never be restored even if you keep creating new foreskin over the tip of your hammer hand. Not to mention the years of having your trouser snake rub up against your clothes that also desensitized it. The important thing to do is figure out which countries are doing the old snip, snip, slice, slice on men, and which ones aren't, and I found this circumcision by country 2022 map. And the practice is barbaric and it's mostly done in Africa and the Middle East. But there are a few countries where it's much higher than most of Europe. For example, it's 58% in Australia, 32% in Canada, and a whopping 80% in the United States. For some reason, it's the highest there. The UK and France are only about 10 to 15%, and that's probably because most of the immigrants are going over there. So why is it that high in the USA? Why are American women so cruel to their male children? Why is it so popular? America, home of the brave, land of the snipped. But men's body parts are not a butterball turkey. So you want to be an activist, do you? Mr. Anonymous, you sent me a message from a Canadian area code. If you want to start this fight off right, then you need to figure out why it's 32% in Canada and 80% in the USA. Those two countries are similar culturally and economically, yet in one of them the numbers are much higher. So it's got to be a cultural thing. Women say they like a snipped guy because he looks better. They don't care that he loses his ability to feel satisfied fully in bed. If I were doing men's rights activism in this department, what I would first do is talk to a few doctors to see why the number is so much lower in Canada. Is it because of gouging by doctors in the USA? You'd think that in a place like America, it would be lower, because of the cost of medicine. But I think with regards to banning it, no country will ban it because it's men we're talking about here. So don't try fighting it that way. I'd start by trying to figure out the culture of it and see if you could change it by having guys share their stories. I'd start interviewing guys that had infected foreskins and had to get them removed as adults, and the difference they felt as a result. Quite often doctors say that a good reason to get it removed is because it reduces the chance of having a urinary tract infection. The issue is that if you don't clean inside the home for your turtle head, it'll most likely get infected. Anyways, I'll share my thoughts about this in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to putting your schwing-schwang into the world's tiniest guillotine clown world show. I don't know for sure why circumcision is promoted, but besides the so-called benefits of not getting an infection, I think it also might have something to do with controlling male sexuality. If you're never fully satisfied sexually, then you're never going to be fully satisfied in life. So based on that logic, you're going to push yourself in life to achieve instead of focusing on the pleasure you can't have. Mr. Anonymous, if you actually want to get involved in fighting the horrors of this gruesome act, then what I would do is team up with your local men's rights group and use their platform to help fight for the cause. I know it won't work, but I still think it's a good idea so you can see the futility of fighting a system when it comes to changing the minds of women. After all, that's why this act still exists. Because women are the ones that are making the call in most cases. The same women that are critical of female circumcision and think it's a horrific and barbaric act probably have no problems with it being done to men. As for other reasons why they're doing it, a lot of mothers say that it looks weird if a boy isn't cut. But rates in Canada are falling compared to the American ones and are slowly falling in Australia as well. South Korea is also the only Asian country, thanks to the U.S. influence during the Korean War and the subsequent occupation, where it's also practiced. I was also interested to know why the practice has become so popular in America, Canada, and Australia to begin with. Apparently, at the turn of the 20th century, American doctors saw that Jews in their community had lower rates of infectious disease, such as syphilis and tuberculosis. That was in part because they weren't having sex with Gentiles. But scientists suspected that their good health was a product of circumcision. An author named David Goler explained that shortly thereafter, a circumcised penis became the mark of distinction and a good sign of health and good breeding. Sound hygiene and the best medicine money could buy. So it became a perverse status symbol to show that a family could afford the procedure on their sons. So it's not so much that American women are cruel to their sons, but that it's about their own status. Britain went the other way when they launched their NHS, or National Health Service. They wanted to make cuts to save money, and not cutting meals down there is how they made those cuts, if you know what I mean. That could also explain why the Canadian numbers have been falling steadily. Because in 1969, Canada nationalized healthcare. Also, while Britain was poor after WW2, America was not. And many companies started offering up employer health plans with circumcision being part of the plan for free. Typically, when something is free, people tend to take it, even if it's not very good. Just look at the COOF jabs. How many people would have taken them if they weren't free? Another important thing to understand is that foreskin-free fathers also believe it's the best solution for their sons. I'm sure that women saying that it looks weird makes many fathers think that their son is less likely to get female validation when he grows up, and may even get performance anxiety in the bedroom. So that could certainly play a part of things too. Also remember that it's $150 to $200 as a procedure, so if you're a doctor and you do 4 or 5 of those in an hour, it becomes real money. That's in a place where Medicaid doesn't cover the charge. Mr. Anonymous, the way to stop this practice is to change the culture. You're up against wealthy doctors and their lobbies. You're up against men that have had it done themselves and are fine doing it to their own sons. You have to convince them and their mothers that it's a bad idea, that it's not a status symbol from some archaic age, but that it reduces a man's ability to feel pleasure as well as his bodily integrity. But we both know that society doesn't care about men. It's women and children first, dogs second, and men third. Also, men that have never had foreskin are not as likely to mourn it. Very few guys are like yourself in that they're getting foreskin restoration therapy. I've only ever heard of one grown man getting it snip, snip, slice, sliced because it got infected. Then again, who's going to go around and tell people that they've had that done? Unless they're a glutton for punishment. One Quartz article I read about this subject said that it would be better if more Americans, as well as supposed Canadians and Australians, would question why it is that the medical establishment encourages surgery for something that almost every other country in the industrialized world recognizes as unnecessary. But we both know the answer why they don't do it. Because it's doctors making money off a practice that's no longer necessary. It doesn't serve a purpose except for aesthetics. Imagine if men went around and told women they needed magical breast implants at birth that would grow with the girl until she looked like Pamela Anderson one day. Imagine how hard the feminists would come down on men, no pun intended, and say that men are only doing it for their own personal sexual gratification. There's a double standard there. Maybe the next time a woman says that she wants to circumcise her future son, tell her something like that. Maybe she will reconsider. Then again, maybe she won't care because, after all, it's a male we're talking about here. It's only when enough men walk away from a world that doesn't care about them, will it start caring about us again. We're in a world right now where the record numbers of boomers are retiring and that there are labor shortages. Yet the system only knows how to do one thing, destroy the economy and destroy the jobs. Mostly male jobs in manufacturing, housing, and energy. All that by massively raising interest rates in a hurry instead of letting COVIDs decimate the economy during the shutdowns. They called it a she-session, because it was mostly women in the service and retail business that were being bailed out because of the lockdowns. They bailed out the women and created inflation in the process. And now they're trying to throw the men under the bus. But that won't fix the labor issues because men are mostly the ones going through the great resignation. We've lost faith in our public institutions, and rightfully so. 2008 was a man session, and the 2020 COVID scare was a she session. But the women were bailed out, and 2022 and 2023 will be another man session, and no one seems to care. The bankers will probably get bailed out too, and once again, men will get screwed. I hope all those COVID relief checks were worth it, ladies, because now you have to deal with that inflation. If they lower interest rates to zero because the economy crashes, then I suspect the next thing to worry about will become hyperinflation. I know I'm getting a little bit off topic, Mr. Anonymous, but can't you see the double standard when there's a recession for men and women? Can't you see being a man means being disrespected by default? It means that nobody cares about your bodily autonomy and your pleasure. You're a tool to be used by women and the state, and changing the culture is going to be difficult. Just be thankful that you're in Canada and the numbers keep on falling. But Australia and America are a different story. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that circumcised men have to smash women thrice as hard during the old in-out to feel any pleasure at all. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MakeDot.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the tiny baby guillotines and blood-drinking rituals away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.